Hi and welcome to Recap Revision. This episode is going to be about quantitative chemistry. The law of conservation of mass states the total mass of the reactants must always equal the total mass of the products in any chemical reaction. This happens because the reactants and products are made of exactly the same atoms. In a thermal decomposition reaction, heat causes a substance to break down into simpler substances. One or more of the products may escape as gases, which may appear to break the law, but the total mass of all the products will equal the total mass of the reactants. For an example, if 100 grams of calcium carbonate is heated, only 56 grams of calcium oxide remains. The other 44 grams has escaped as carbon dioxide gas. There is still 100 grams of products and mass is conserved. When metals react with oxygen, the mass of the product is greater than the mass of the original metal. This may appear to break the law, but when the mass of the oxygen from the air is added in, it fits the law. For example, if 48 grams of magnesium is heated, 80 grams of magnesium oxide is formed. The other 32 grams has come from the oxygen from the air. The relative formula mass of a substance is the sum of the relative atomic masses of all the atoms shown in the formula. You will need to find the relative atomic masses in the periodic table. It is the larger of the two numbers above the symbol. Amounts of chemicals are often measured in moles. One mole of a particle of any substance contains 6.02 times 10 to the power of 23 particles. This number is known as the Avogadro constant. The mass of one mole of any substance is the relative formula mass in grams. For example, the mass of one mole of water is 18 grams. To work out the mass, you would do the relative formula mass times the number of moles. You can use a formula triangle for this. When you work with this equation, the mass must be in grams. So, to convert tons to grams, you would times by a million. To convert kilograms to grams, you would times by 1,000. But to convert milligrams to grams, you would divide by 1,000. Remember, the unit abbreviation for moles is MOL, not M, which is for meters. You may be asked to give an answer to a specific number of significant figures. With decimal numbers, the first significant figure is the first non-zero number after the decimal point. A balanced equation shows the ratio in moles in which substances react. For example, 1 mole of nitrogen plus 3 moles of hydrogen will make 2 moles of ammonia. In the same ratio, we know that 20 moles of nitrogen plus 60 moles of hydrogen will make 40 moles of ammonia. By using moles, we can calculate the mass of chemicals that are involved in chemical reactions. Firstly, in these calculations, calculate the number of moles of the substance whose mass is given already, using the equation moles equals mass divided by the relative formula mass. Then, calculate the number of moles of the substance the question is about, using the ratios from the balanced equation. Then, calculate the mass of the substance the question asks about, using the equation mass equals relative formula mass times moles. A reacting mass calculation finds the expected mass of a product formed in a reaction. However, actually doing these in a lab usually ends up making less than this maximum amount that is theoretically possible. Percentage yield is the mass of product formed compared to the mass that should be produced theoretically as a percentage. To calculate the percentage yield, you do mass of product collected divided by the maximum mass of product that is theoretically possible times 100 to get the percentage. There are many reasons why the percentage yield for a reaction is normally less than 100%. It includes the reaction may be incomplete, the reaction may be reversible, other reactions may take place, or some of the product may be lost as it is collected. Useful products are made from the Earth's natural resources by chemical reactions. Millions of tons of raw materials are used every year. The higher the proportion of the mass of these raw materials that are converted into the useful products, the less waste and the more sustainable the process into the future. Percentage atom economy is the mass of the desired product compared to the total mass of the reactants as a percentage. To calculate atom economy, you do mass of desired product divided by the total mass of all reactants times 100 to get the percentage. An easy way to calculate atom economy is to think of the mass of each substance for the number of moles shown in the chemical equation. Remember that the mass of 1 mole of a substance is the relative formula mass in grams. In a reaction with only one product, the atom economy is always 100%. The balancing numbers in an equation can be calculated from the masses of reactants and products that are involved in a reaction. In these calculations, firstly, calculate the number of moles of each substance, using the equation moles equals mass divided by mR. When you have the number of moles of each substance, divide each number of moles by the smallest one there to give the simplest whole number ratio. If this does not give you a whole number ratio, you may need to times by a number such as 2 or 3 until you get a whole number ratio. You may be given the masses of the reactants and asked to work out the molar ratio in which they react. This can be calculated in the same way. Some students go wrong in questions like this because they round numbers too much and too soon. Never use numbers to less than 3 significant figures during these questions, although your final answers at the end should be written as integers, whole numbers. Chemical reactions stop when the reactants have been used up. Sometimes, one of the reactants is used up before the other one, thus stopping the reaction and leaving some of the other reactant unused. The limiting region is the reactant that runs out first. The other reactant is said to be in excess, as some is left over. It is common to use an excess of one of the reactants to ensure that the other reactant is all used up. To calculate the limiting region, first, calculate the number of moles of each reactant, using the equation moles equals mass divided by relative formula mass. Then, compare the two molar values and make your judgment on which is the limiting region and which is in excess. Use the number of moles for the limiting region to see how many moles there'll be of the product. Finally, to calculate the mass of the product, do mass equals relative formula mass times the number of moles. You must calculate the number of moles and consider the balanced equation to see which is the limiting region. You cannot just look at the mass of each reactant. The volume of a gas depends on the temperature and pressure of the gas. At room temperature, 20 degrees Celsius, and 1 atmosphere of pressure, the volume of 1 mole of any gas is 24 decimeters cubed. Therefore, we can work out the volume of gas using the equation volume in decimeters cubed equals 24 times the number of moles. You can use a formula triangle for this. Due to equal moles of different gases having the same volume at the same temperature and pressure, we can work out the volume of one gas that reacts with another gas. For example, if there is 3 decimeters cubed of nitrogen in an equation where there is 1 mole of nitrogen reacting with 3 moles of hydrogen, there will be 9 decimeters cubed of hydrogen reacting with the 3 decimeters cubed of nitrogen. You can only use the reacting ratio in this way with gas volumes. It does not work with masses. The concentration of a solution can be measured in grams per cubic decimeter or moles per cubic decimeter. The equation is essentially the same. Concentration equals mass or moles divided by volume. The volume must be in decimeters cubed. To convert from grams per decimeters cubed to moles per decimeters cubed, you divide by the relative formula mass. To convert from moles per decimeters cubed to grams per decimeters cubed, you times by the relative formula mass. We often measure in centimeters cubed than decimeters cubed in the laboratory. There are 1,000 centimeters cubed in 1 decimeters cubed. So, to convert from centimeters cubed to decimeters cubed, you divide by 1,000. A titration is a very accurate experiment that can be used to find the concentration of an acid or an alkali. You will need to know about required practical 2, acid-alkali titration. First, the burette is rinsed with the acid solution and then filled with the acid solution. The conical flask is washed with deionized water. The pipette is then rinsed with the alkali solution and then used to measure out 25 centimeters cubed of the alkali into the conical flask. A few drops of an indicator are added to the conical flask. The acid is added from the burette to the conical flask until the colour changes, which is the end point. The volume of acid added is recorded. The experiment is repeated several times. An average is taken of the results, excluding any anomalous results. To make this titration as accurate as possible, a burette and pipette are used, as they measure the volume of liquids very accurately. A white tile is placed under the conical flask to help see the colour change. The acid is added drop by drop as the end point is approached, and the titration is carried out several times so an average can be found, excluding any anomalous results. Here are some of the terms defined in this titration. Accurate means results are close to the true value. Anomalous result means a result that does not fit in with the others. Precise results means individual measurements are close to the mean value. Random errors means errors that cause a measurement to differ from the true value by a different amount each time. Repeatable means similar results are achieved when an experiment is repeated by the same person. Reproducible means similar results are achieved when an experiment is repeated by another person or another method. A systematic error means errors that cause a measurement to differ from the true value by a similar amount each time. And an uncertainty is the range of measurements within which the true value can be expected to lie. This is usually stated as the plus minus value that includes the highest and lowest values used in the mean. A similar method that is used in a titration question calculation follows. First, make sure you have the balanced equation written out. Then, calculate the number of moles of the substance with the known concentration, using the equation moles equals concentration times volume. The volume must be in decimeters cubed, so if it is in centimeters cubed, you must divide by 1,000. Then, to calculate the number of moles of the unknown concentration substance, use the molar ratio in the equation. Once you know the number of moles of the substance with the unknown concentration, calculate the concentration of this, using the equation concentration equals moles divided by volume. This will get you the answer in moles per decimeters cubed. If the answer is required in grams per decimeters cubed also, you must multiply by the relative formula mass. Thank you for listening to this recap revision podcast on quantitative chemistry.